Surely to pray to you, Son, for your Father. Down a bit before me. Just a small word about what we prayed. The midnight prayer is one of the very beautiful prayers in the Agbaya. And actually we pray this midnight in the same time that our Lord Jesus Christ did. You remember on Thursday evening when the Lord assembled with his disciples in the upper room to have the Passover and then to initiate the Holy Communion, and he washed the feet of his disciples, and after that he led them to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he took three of his disciples, Peter, John, and James, and then he went nearby a rock and he knelt on the rock and started to pray. And then he came back to the disciples. He found them sleeping. He asked them to awake so as not to fall into temptation. And then he went back and he prayed again. And then he came again to the disciples. He found them again sleeping. And he said, couldn't you watch with me just 1 hour? Watch and pray, so lest you may fall into temptation. And then he went back for the third time. That's why we prayed the midnight three services. You understand why? Why midnight prayer specially contains three services? The first one is having the gospel of the five foolish and five wise virgins, because they were sleeping, waiting for the bridegroom to come. When he did not come, they slept. So as if we are in the beginning, we are awaking now, waiting for the bridegroom to come. And then, because the foolish did not have enough oil to lit the lamps, in the second watch, we pray the gospel of the sinner woman who repented and washed the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ with her tears and wiped them with her hair. As if we are saying, lest to be like the foolish five virgins, let us repent. And the repentance with love will make more and more oil in our lamps. And then when he comes, he finds out us awaking and our lamps burned, not quenched. So that's why in the second watch we pray the gospel of the sinner woman. And then the third, we pray the gospel of the stewards, the good stewards who takes care for the servants of God and the servants of the master, and the master is God. And this is very important, to take care of your body as if you are stewards. We are not owners, neither on our spirits nor in our souls, nor in our bodies. We are just stewards. Know that we are not owners. Yani your eyes are not your eyes. You are a steward on your eyes. Trade with your eyes to collect good scenes. Trade with your ears to collect good words. Trade with your mouth to speak and praise, and pray the Lord with your mouth. That's the meaning of you are steward, not owner. Who is the owner? The owner is God. Why? Because he paid your price on the cross. And now he bought you. He has bought you to himself. So we are his, not ourselves. This is a summary about the midnight prayer. And I'm very happy that most of you attended most of this beautiful midnight prayer in three watches. For your information, we pray this midnight prayer every Saturday evening after the Vespers and after the sermon. Okay? Now we start the praise, the midnight praise. And the midnight praise on Friday or any other day differs from Sunday. So now we start the praise of the midnight. Which praise, Friday or Saturday? Which praise will start tonight? Friday or Saturday? Saturday. Because we are supposed to pass midnight now, starting Saturday. So the praise of midnight will be the praise of Saturday. In the praise of Saturday, we'll start with every praise, which is arise, the children or children of light, whom we have been in Nur, to praise the Lord of hosts. And then we start with the first host. And the first host is chapter 15 from the book of Exodus. The praise that the children of Israel sang after they crossed the Red Sea. And it was a sign of the Ma'amudi, of the baptism. That's why the first praise we pray in the midnight prayer, or in the midnight praise, is the crossing from the slavery of Egypt to our way to the freedom of Jerusalem, the promised land. ده معنى مزمور الهوس الأولاني اللي هو أصحاح 15 من سفر الخروج. وعلى فكرة في سفر الخروج في دف. Because when you read the Exodus number 15, you'll find that Mary, the prophetess, the sister of Moses and Aaron, took the symbols and all the other women also, and they started to dance with the symbols and praise chapter 15 of Exodus. That's why we pray, we sing it while we have the symbols. After that, we'll explain part by part, inshallah.